Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to Overcome Travel Sickness from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott, I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge, and to get the best from this session, please make sure you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down somewhere you won't be interrupted for a while. Now, just before you begin to relax nice and deeply, I'm going to talk a little bit about feelings of discomfort when you travel and how to start to feel so much more relaxed and comfortable with your traveling in the future. When the brain becomes confused through being sent mixed messages, it wrongly assumes you've been poisoned and tries to help by making you want to be sick. The brain perceives a mismatch between the feelings of movement and the seeming stability of the environment. The delicate mechanisms of the inner ear are reporting movement, but the eyes are reporting stillness. This is why reading while being a passenger in a car is the worst thing you can do, because it reinforces the message of stillness in front of your eye. Focusing on something close up when you're travelling will just make you queasy. There are sensible ways to make yourself more comfortable while travelling. Firstly, look ahead at distances outside the vehicle. This prevents the brain becoming confused, because if you see the outside world where you're moving, then the eyes and the inner ear can both tag your experience as movement. Therefore, the messages going to both parts match. So if possible, look at the horizon or at something in the distance. That will calm those nauseous feelings. Other sensible precautions include stopping regularly if you're travelling by car for fresh air and exercise. And if you're travelling by boat, get out on deck as much as possible and look to the horizon. You need as much input from your visual field as possible. What's also important is that your peripheral vision is filled with the outside environment. Your peripheral vision is highly sensitive to movement, which is why it's so important for your peripheral vision to be filled with the external environment. Sometimes, uncomfortable feelings can start even before you begin travelling. The smell of petrol or even the thought and expectation of travel can kickstart those feelings. This is like your brain doing natural negative self-hypnosis. The smell of petrol can act like a faulty link in your mind, just like a post-hypnotic suggestion. Hypnosis can retrain your brain to calm down and stop travel sickness from starting by subtly teaching your brain to form a different set of expectations about travel. So right now, you don't have to do anything at all, but listen. And your conscious mind need not pay attention all the time, as it can easily just let you drift in and out of awareness of what I'm saying, as you journey comfortably inside and relax so much deeper than you have before. And the wonderful thing is, your body is capable of really profound feelings of well-being and comfort. A wonderfully deep relaxation can settle on you and flow through you, letting you really just start to rest so deeply. And right now, you can just close your eyes, if you haven't already, and let them just rest deeply for a while, still and steady and heavy. And you can direct your attention into the calming sensations your hands can experience now, as they too begin to relax now, all over the world. People have learned to switch off and rest in different ways. Some people just breathe very evenly and slowly when they take time to relax. And others just watch that marvelous relaxation like a beautiful balm of comfort drift through each and every muscle, up those legs, down those arms, making them so heavy comfortable and relaxed. That's good. And you may or may not notice which part of you feels the most relaxed. The sooner you wonder whether it's the mind or the body that lets you feel so peaceful and calm, wrapped up comfortably on a winter's day sometimes when it's cold outside, but you are snug and comfortable, or when just stretching out in the sun and you feel a warm breeze on that face and you relax deeper right now because of it. Or hearing birds singing as they drift in and out of awareness and sometimes consciously aware of the bird song, and sometimes it's the unconscious mind that registers those sounds, while the conscious mind just really takes time to enjoy the deepest relaxation right now, and even the air around your skin can feel settled and still, comfortable and calm, because everything can settle and notice how your shoulders can just release every muscle and feel so peaceful. And deep relaxation is truly excellent for the health of mind and body. Because when you start to relax, this deeply embeds new ideas for your mind to make things better. And in a delightfully relaxed hypnotic trance, you can have an utterly private time in a secret place of deep, healthy comfort. And you know you can do more than you realize. Your unconscious mind has the capacity to make you so much more comfortable than you know how. To take a word like now, and there is an N and an O and a double U in the word now. There is a double you, the conscious part and the unconscious part, and the part of you apart from your everyday self, the part that knows how to grow hair and fingernails, and how to sleep so deeply and dilate pupils, knows how to let you feel so comfortable when you travel, feel so clear now, and even the word now, when you say it to yourself inside your mind, can let your unconscious mind know it's time to feel so comfortable and settled and calm as you travel. And in your mind right now, you can watch yourself traveling, maybe by car or boat or plane or whatever, like watching a video or DVD speeded up, and just watch yourself comfortably enjoying the whole journey from start to finish. Just watching yourself enjoying your journey in fast-forward time, seeing what it's like to feel so wonderfully comfortable traveling now. That's it. Just seeing yourself from the start of your journey now to the point you reach your destination, and enjoy watching yourself looking so relaxed and comfortable. That's it. Now, imagine just getting a sense of drifting into a time right at the start of that journey, being there now, inside that movie, and saying now to yourself. Noticing how you feel so comfortable and calm. Knowing your unconscious mind now has turned off that unnecessary response from before, so you can deeply enjoy that comfortable movement right now, as you engage in and complete your journey. That's it. And you can experience that journey right now in your mind. That's good. Because you now know, when you just say now to yourself, right now, everything instantly settles, and you feel so calm inside and relaxed. That's it. Because now lets you know it's time to feel so much better and so good and peaceful when you move. That's it. And in your mind right now, just take a little more time for yourself to enjoy the rest of this journey, as you inwardly experience some future journeys, feeling so calm inside, because now is the time to relax on the move. That's it. You can just rehearse those in your mind now. That's good. And of course, everybody feels the occasional sense of discomfort from time to time when traveling. But you know that if you ever feel any less comfortable sensations, you can just say, now, within your mind, and everything can settle back down again. That's it. And that's a wonderfully reassuring thing to know. And I don't know when then you'll first notice that your unconscious mind has learned a whole new way of traveling comfortably. But for now, in a few moments' time, you can just begin to start to re-emerge to everyday wakefulness again, traveling back to the here and now, becoming more aware of any sounds around you, noticing the position of your arms and legs, just becoming more aware of whatever it is that's supporting you there, coming back to the room in your own time, feeling alive and alert and wonderfully relaxed, coming back to the room and opening your eyes. Good. Now, we recommend that you listen to this download once a day for a week before you try out your new travelling comfort. And we'd really love to hear from you when you notice that you're feeling so much better. Remember also, you can check out other associated sessions from hypnosisdownloads.com, such as Instant Self-Hypnosis and The Hypnosis Habit. My name's Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you very much for listening, and the best of luck to you in your travels.